This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A federal judge says he will allow a man convicted of setting fires in the University of Missouri's Ellis Library and a Stevens College building to represent himself during sentencing and a possible appeal. Christopher Kelly says his appointed federal defense attorney was ineffective, but he can't afford a different attorney and will have to defend himself. He has been in jail since his April conviction for setting fires in Ellis Library in September 2011 and at a Stevens building in May 2011. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Kelly continues to maintain his innocence despite being seen on surveillance video inside the library on the night it sustained about $1 million in fire damage. 24 years after a 14-year-old girl disappeared from near her eastern Missouri home, leads still trickle in concerning the disappearance of Gina Dawn Brooks. Gina was last seen on April 5, 1989. Her red bicycle was found on the street in her hometown of Fredericktown. There were reports of a light blue, gray, or green station wagon at about the time a witness heard a scream in the neighborhood. FBI spokesperson Rebecca Wu told the Daily Journal newspaper in Park Hills, Missouri, that new information still comes in from time to time and agents investigate every tip. Bryant Squires reportedly made a deathbed confession in 1996, indicting an associate, Nathan Danny Williams, but first-degree murder charges against Williams were eventually dropped due to lack of evidence. Crime in Columbia has been a growing concern among residents and government officials. Earlier today, Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid introduced a proposal to fund dozens of new police officers. KBIA's Casey Murrell has more.
Speaking before a crowded conference room at City Hall, McDavid opened his press conference bluntly.
Good morning. Columbia has too much crime. Nobody here disputes that.
McDavid then spent the better part of an hour describing a six-point plan he thinks could lessen violent crime in Columbia. The plan includes the creation of a task force to study youth crime, headed by 5th Ward Councilmember Linda Nauser and 2nd Ward Councilmember Michael Trapp. The task force's creation will be discussed and voted on at tonight's City Council meeting. McDavid also proposed hiring 35 new officers for the Columbia Police Department at a cost of $3.5 million. As for funding that proposal,
I propose that we put on the ballot for the citizens to decide a 20-cent increase in property tax to be dedicated to the police department.
McDavid was optimistic that the ballot initiative would be up for a vote at this November's election, but was unsure if that was possible. Casey Morrell, KBIA News.
Springfield area residents can now dine on beef raised at Missouri State University's cattle ranch. The meat went on sale Friday at a specialty meat store in Springfield. Missouri State President Cliff Smart says the move is intended to help students understand the retail side of animal production. The Springfield News Leader reports the plan is to create a niche market that will process only 20 head of cattle per year. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.